Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we'll get to the NFL under 25 team in just a second. Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted this 9 minutes ago, Rich. Houston Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni has ended talks with management on a contract extension. League sources tell ESPN D'Antoni plans to complete the final season of his deal in 2019-2020. Story soon on ESPN.com.
All right, he's done then.
You mean after this year is over?
Yeah.
After this season is over. Yeah, this opens up a lot of things, and
yeah,
I don't
know
how many of them are good for the Rockets in the short term.
This opens up a perception that next season is sort of a lame duck season for the franchise.
Yeah, and I'll be more intrigued by what his staff looks like now for sure. You know, is the next head coach going to be a guy who's on the staff? Does this actually make it more enticing maybe to attract a guy like Tyronn Lue to be an assistant on this staff, with the idea that he's going to be a coach in waiting kind of thing?
It's a good question.
Yeah, that's not something that's normally done in the NBA. That's more of a passing of the baton in college kind of thing. I'll be most intrigued to hear the thoughts and quotes from the various people around this story. To see if this is something where the talks broke off and it's acrimonious, or the talks broke off and people are shrugging their shoulders. I have no idea. I just, my gut reaction to reading this tweet, Rich, is not one where I feel great.
Well, I almost feel, Sean, like if he's not going to sign an extension, the Rockets have to figure out a way to divorce themselves from Mike D'Antoni before next season.
Okay.
That's a hard sell, to have a coach on board who every player in that locker room is aware is a lame duck and is probably not going to be here next year. It's almost impossible to sell your message successfully to a locker room that knows you're a short-timer.
Okay, but let's assume that it's virtually the same core group coming back for a second. Then what's the concern? Is the concern that James Harden and Chris Paul and PJ Tucker and the like are not going to be professional with Mike D'Antoni? They like Mike D'Antoni. I know that that's the general narrative anytime there's a professional coach with 1 year left on his deal that, he's going to lose the locker room. I think it's true. I think there's some myth baked into it.
I think it goes to credibility. I think if everyone is convinced you're not going to be around, I think your message often falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, maybe. Either way, it's not optimal. I mean, I think most Rocket fans would.
It empowers, enables, whatever you want to call it, the employees you have authority over to defy your authority.
Yeah, it does. It certainly opens you up to that. I don't know that this would be a group that would do that. And people are going to go, well, James Harden basically got Kevin McHale fired back in 2016. I think James Harden thinks differently of Mike D'Antoni than he does Kevin McHale, honestly. I think this part we agree on. I'd rather see Mike D'Antoni get an extension. I'd rather see one way or the other. I'd rather either see, let's get a new head coach, or let's commit to Mike D'Antoni beyond this year, one or the other. But this is a really strange, potentially detrimental purgatory that they're in right now.
I'm with you. I feel pretty strongly that if you're not going to agree on an extension with Mike D'Antoni, get a new head coach now.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the latest news. In case you just missed it, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.com tweeting, Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni has ended talks with management on a contract extension. D'Antoni plans to complete the final season of his deal in 2019-2020. Let me ask you this, Rich, real quick. Do you think Mike D'Antoni is the head coach for the Rockets when they head to Lake Charles for camp in September?
No, not now. If Woj is right and this extension's not going to get done, I could easily see them parting ways before training camp.
Now, if he is the coach, this could be a real tell as to some of the financial things we've talked about with the Rockets since the season, looking to get underneath the luxury tax. Tillman Fertitta kind of joking about how coincidental it was they got under the luxury tax when all the optics are that they were trying to get under the luxury tax, at the very least to prevent from being a repeater if and when they're over the luxury tax down the road. If D'Antoni is the head coach for this team with just a year left on his deal in what you would call a lame duck situation, then that could be a bit of a tell that, hey, even though this could be a potentially detrimental situation with the head coach in that locker room, that Fertitta might not want to pay two head coaches. Right? Because D'Antoni's basically dug in and said, you're going to have to fire me. I'm not going to quit.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. No, I don't either. I don't either.
He's delivered three really good seasons for this franchise.
Well, whether it's deserved or not to be fired, that's for Tillman Fertitta to decide. Just purely from an intelligence standpoint, make them fire you so you get paid that extra year of salary.
And this also strengthens the whole narrative that was already out there, that even though the Rockets publicly stated they wanted D'Antoni back, their actions suggested otherwise, specifically gutting his coaching staff. Yeah. Five members of his coaching staff shown the door, not his decision, the organization's decision. And by the way, two more who are still on the staff with 1 year left on their deal, who've told Jonathan Fagan of the Chronicle they don't expect to have their deals renewed after this season. So they consider themselves lame ducks heading into this season.
One of them is John Lucas.
Yeah.
I mean, John Lucas and Brent Gunning's the other one.
Yeah. So honestly, this feels like a bit of a master plan, a high level of calculation that's gone into this whole offseason strategy.
I know you love a good Seinfeld reference. You know what this is. This is George when he was working at Play Now. He's got a contract. They can't get him out of the contract. I mean, how soon till Mike D'Antoni goes into his office and they boarded up the door and he's got to go in through the vents?
Right.
Tell Mr. Fertitta, I'm in my office!
And with Costanza, it was all about access to the handicapped bathroom.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know that that's the case. I'm pretty sure they don't think that Mike D'Antoni's handicapped, but nevertheless.
Wow.
So
every day a new development.
I hate it because I like the Rockets. Like, I want the Rockets to win. And I like D'Antoni, too. I absolutely do as well. But, boy, this drama is juicy as hell, man.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
All right. So that's the latest bit of news with the Houston Rockets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.